Secretary Alan Johnson tells of the deep emotional influence which Dickens's David Copperfield has had on his life.
I was 13 years old and had read lots of books, but nothing like this complex saga, so moving, so emotionally intertwined.
The book that changed me. Tomorrow night at 10:45 on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, we've had others in that series in the past, and they're always very revealing. You can hear this week the singer who shot to fame in a duo that claimed she wasn't there, really, everything but the girl, Tracy Thorne, and also the theatre director and actor Simon McBurney. Every evening this week from 10:45. We'll be live in Peterborough later today on Radio 3 at the Cathedral there. The organist Robert Quinney will be playing a programme of music ranging from Bach to Elgar, Johann Sebastian Bach and also his son CPE, and indeed a brand new piece, the first performance of a piece by Francis Pott. We're live in concert at 7:30 here on Radio 3. Well, the time now, though, is 2 o'clock, and that means it's time to join Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to the Early Music Show. Today's programme features three pieces from a concert recorded at Media City UK in Salford just before Christmas. It was the penultimate leg of the European Union Baroque Orchestra's winter tour through Luxembourg, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Italy and ending in Great Britain. The tour's official title was Baroque meets Baroque in both the German and French spellings of the word, which highlights the choice of music director Lars Ulrik Mortensen to programme French music by Rameau and Leclerc alongside the first two of Bach's orchestral suites. Here's Lars Ulrik now to explain more about his choice of repertoire.
Bach's four orchestral suites belong, of course, to the core repertoire of every Baroque musician, so it's important for us to feature them regularly. But they are also some of the only orchestral works by Bach where he adopts a French accent. Dances in French style, fully scaled French overtures, of course, not without Bach's usual contrapuntal and compositional miracles. But I thought it was interesting to combine or compare Bach's French accent with, so to speak, the real thing. And we therefore chose two composers who may have been active slightly later than Bach himself, but where clearly the inspiration goes both ways. Leclerc was the first and foremost violinist in France at this time, and his way of writing for string instruments were at least, if not more influential, than Bach's were in Germany. And Rameau, in his 25 operas, where he composes something like 1,500 different dances and illustrative music, is a unique composer. And we know that Bach knew him, but Rameau's music is also something that suits an ensemble like Ubo especially well.
Lars Ulrik Mortensen, who directs from one of the two harpsichords in this lineup of Baroque musicians from all over Europe. This is Bach's second orchestral suite in B minor. The flute soloist is Anna Freitag.
Thank you.
the European Union Baroque Orchestra with flautist Anna Freitag in Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 2 in B minor, recorded at Media City in Salford in December. The ensemble was directed from the harpsichord by Lars Ulrik Mortensen, and during a break in rehearsals, he took time to talk a little bit about the orchestra's history.
The European Union Baroque Orchestra was founded in 1985 in the European Music Year, which, of course, for Baroque musicians were especially significant, it being the 300th birthday of Bach, Handel and Scarlatti. And it is a fully functioning Baroque orchestra, but it's also a pedagogical initiative. It's an attempt to help with that quite complicated transition from being a student of music to becoming a professional musician. We organize it so that the orchestra actually changes 100% every year. So there has been 20-something UBOs over the time. Each year in April, we select among 80, 90 applicants, the 20 musicians who then for the coming season form the European Union Baroque Orchestra, or the UBO as we call it. They then do a series of projects, 4 to 5 to 6, with different musical directors, taking each of those projects or programs on extensive touring throughout the European Union.
Lars Ulrik Mortensen. Well, the next piece in the Salford concert was a concerto by Jean-Marie Leclerc, a fine Parisian virtuoso violinist from the early 18th century. It's the only one of his 12 concertos that can be played on the oboe or the flute as well as the violin. And flautist Anna Freitag takes centre stage again for this performance. Flautist Anna Freitag was the soloist there in that performance of Jean-Marie Leclerc's Concerto for Flute in C. The European Union Baroque Orchestra was directed by Lars Ulrik Mortensen. They ended their concert in Media City in Salford with a suite of dances from an opera by Rameau, and not one of his best known either. A Conte et ses Fils was first performed in Paris in November 1751 and was written to celebrate the birth of the Duke of Burgundy, the elder brother of the future King Louis XVI. The plot has been described by some as puerile, but Rameau's score is full of wonderful music and is the earliest surviving example of clarinets being used in French opera. The clarinets only appear in the overture, though, so I'm afraid you won't get to hear them in this suite. Lars Ulrik Mortensen has carefully put the suite of dances together himself after some months of research, and he now explains.
The suite that we have compiled from Rameau's A Conte et ses Fils is, of course, only one example of many of how to get the audience a chance to hear this unique musical language that Rameau represents. A Conte et ses Fils is not one of his most familiar creations. It came relatively late in his career. But in this opera, as in all his others, his use of music to symbolize gesture, to symbolize affect, it's all meant for choreography. And I think that one senses, when one listens to this amazing palette of colors and moods and rhythmic and physical gestures, one senses why it was more than once in France in his own lifetime that Jean-Philippe Rameau was actually termed the most important choreographer. Because every bar in this music seems to suggest physical gesture, mood, excitement, or any other feeling that you may care to mention.
Thank you. Thank you.
applause there for the European Union Baroque Orchestra and their director Lars Ulrik Mortensen in that suite of dances from Rameau's opera A Conte et ses Fils. It was the last piece in their concert at Media City in Salford last December, and the final piece in today's Early Music Show. Do join me next time.
Today's Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Les Pratt. And you can download a podcast of that programme and many previous editions of it too by going to the Early Music Show pages on the Radio 3 website. Well, Lucy is back next Sunday to look at the life and the music of the 13th century composer Perrottin. And that includes performances by the Hilliard Ensemble, the Orlando Consort and also Ensemble Organum. That's all at 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon here on BBC Radio 3. There's been a fascinating exhibition at the Courtauld Gallery in London of late, showing many of the early drawings and prints made as he travelled about Germany learning his craft by Albrecht Dürer. He became, in effect, the first international artist in the sense that he saw great potential in the newfangled device that was making such an impact on the book trade at the time, the printing press. He took it and started printing his engravings for mass consumption. So gone were the days of art being the preserve of the rich aristocracy. Now you could pick up a print at market stalls across Europe. Well, tonight, a great fan of Dürer, the Guardian's chief arts writer, Charlotte Higgins, will be exploring Dürer's life and work, from those years of travel as an itinerant apprentice to his days when he came home and set up shop to change the course of art in Nuremberg. Albrecht Dürer, printing press native, is this week's Sunday feature. You can hear it here on Radio 3 at 6:45. But it's now fast approaching 3 o'clock, and we'll turn our attention next this afternoon to Matters Choral. In just a moment, Choral Evensong, and then at 4, Sarah Moore Peach will be here with this week's edition of The Choir, although she's here now to look ahead to the programme. And it's very much an a cappella week this week, is it not?
It is indeed. Well, the London A Cappella Festival is opening on Wednesday. It's in its fifth year now, and I'm going to be joined to look ahead to the festival by the choral conductor Dominic Peckham, who's doing a workshop at the festival, and also a member of the Swingle Singers, Claire Wheeler, is going to be joining me down the line, where they're performing in Germany at the moment. And we'll also be hearing from a youth choir in Perth, in Meet My Choir, which is at 4:30 every week on The Choir, a chance for an amateur group to introduce themselves.
I always learn things from the choir. What I didn't realise was Karlheinz Stockhausen wrote a choral classic.
He did indeed. He wrote Stimmung, which is for six amplified voices. It's quite an extraordinary experience. And I first came across it in a workshop at the South Bank when I was a teenager. And I had no idea such music existed. And quite likely, many people had no idea such music existed. It's all based on vocal overtones. And it's quite an amazing piece. So do tune in for that. That's at 5 o'clock.
OK, we'll look forward to all of that. Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Sarah's here, as I say, with the choir at 4. 3 o'clock now, though, time for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast live here on Radio 3 last Wednesday from Salisbury Cathedral. The canticles are sung to the service in E, composed by Sidney Watson for the Choir of New College, Oxford. And the anthem is the third of Francis Poulenc's 4 Christmas motets composed in 1952. When they saw the star, the Magi rejoiced with great gladness. The service opened on Wednesday with the premiere, an introit commissioned last year by the chapter of Salisbury Cathedral from the composer Richard Shepherd. Alleluia. Today, a star led the wise men to the manger.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Welcome to Salisbury Cathedral for this service of choral evensong sung by our cathedral choir. And a particular welcome also to those who in your own homes or elsewhere are joining us in this act of worship today.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and the world shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
The psalm appointed for the 15th evening, Psalm 78.